crazy isn't to look at you guys put up almost 600 yards of offense.
Yeah, you know, we felt in that game, and really the last 2 weeks, you know, at halftime, you know, we felt again that we were moving the football, but we've got to find more ways to score or to find a way to get into the end zone. I think we've shown at times that we can move the football. We've got to do it more consistently, and we've got to understand the importance of scoring opportunities and scoring, specifically touchdowns. You know, we've got to just be aware of that, and we preach that, and we try to emphasize that in practice, that we'll find ways to move the ball, but let's find a way to get into the end zone.
Coach, what do you see from the Giants' defense?
You know, I say it every week, but this is a, you know, a tremendous front seven. I think we're a team, really, we can't afford to overlook anybody. But it is, they have a talented group of, specifically in the defensive line, a talented group of linebackers. I think John Beeson was an excellent addition to their defense. I think they played much better since he's been on a football field. But, you know, it's a who's who of very talented defensive linemen, and we're going to have to be ready to go when we get there.
You've talked about Pryor needing to trust his linemen, but with these pass rushers that the Giants have, how do you kind of emphasize that with Pryor?
To me, it's still part of the growth process with him a little bit, getting a feel for you know, the pocket and the, what we call pocket instincts, and I think you can only get that through experience. And again, he's gaining more experience every time that he steps out there, and we're just looking. We always say we're looking for constant, never-ending self-improvement. And if we can just get a little bit better every week, we'll give ourselves a chance to win every game. And this is going to be one of those games that he'll have a chance now to experience, you know, a rush from a good defensive front. But again, we look at every game. I mean, we say every game, you know, you've got to be ready to play. It's, you know, we've talked about lunch pail games and bring your back games and things like that. But we like to say every week now, you better be ready to play in the National Football League. And every week presents a challenge. And to me, this is just another challenge and another opportunity for all of our players, really, to get better.
Do you think he's prone to scrambling or taking off too fast, or do you like where his clock is at?
Again, there's times that he does very well and times that he doesn't. But again, I think it's a growing process for him. But you know, he's obviously given us a lot of explosive plays, so you've got to be. It's a delicate balance there, and he's doing a good job, I think, every week. And again, he's just gaining experience every week, and that's what we're you know. Again, hoping that each week he just gets a little bit better.
Coughlin's been there so long now, and they've seemed to have had a specific style of play on defense for so long now. I'm curious whether you've probably prepared for him with other teams to play against the Giants. Is it like prepared for the same Giants team every time?
Yeah, I think so. You look at the style of players, to me, that they've drafted or that they bring in free agent, they're somewhat like the Raiders in that height, weight, and speed has been very important, and more the height and weight. They've always been very big teams. He's always built his teams, I think, from the front out, on out, on both sides of the ball. Mm-hmm. Has put a lot of emphasis in the offensive line and the defensive line, and that's what you see from him, and that's what you see from their staff.
Pryor seems to be, you know, as the season goes on, developing a rapport with his receiver, especially a guy like Rod Streeter. How's Rod developed so far this season?
You know, he's a guy that we said from day one. I think they've had a good relationship from the day that I got here since that. I think there's a trust between the two of them. They work very well. They worked very closely in the off season. I think there's a bond developed there as well. And it's just, you know, again, we ask that from the wide receivers as well. Every day, you know, just try to get a little bit better. Make sure your arrow's going up and not leveling out or going down. And Rod's been one of those guys that has stayed to me on that type of an arc.
Pryor was mentioning yesterday that you had pulled him and Matt aside during practice, or during practice you were talking to him about, I think in reference to what was going on in Miami. Hey, you know, as the quarterback, you're doing more than just running the plays. You have to, you know, you have the pulse of the team or that. I'm just curious as to what you think at Pryor's age and his experience level, what he's like as a leader now.
Well, I think it's difficult, and we had mentioned, it was after practice actually when we discussed the situation down in Miami a little bit, and I just think, again, that quarterback, as we all know, it's a position of leadership. And on our side of the ball, you know, we're always looking for leaders. We're always looking to develop leadership. And It's important, I think, that the quarterbacks understand that they have a responsibility and a role as a quarterback that of leadership. So they need to take it very seriously. They need to understand that that's part of the position of playing quarterback in the National Football League, and not to take it lightly, and not to be looked at by the teammates as a guy that's not serious about that part of his job. And I just wanted to, you know, make sure that it was that they understood that. They don't have an older, you know, I think Terrell was had a chance to sit behind Carson last year and sit back and watch his leadership style. I think he'll have a different leadership style, and everybody does. But I just think that it was important that they understand that there's a responsibility to playing quarterback in the National Football League. And for most teams, that is the position of leadership. And for our team right now, we're looking for leaders, and we're specifically on our side of the football. So I just want to make them understand that.
Terrell seems like he embraces that part of it, or wants to embrace it. When he went into the game first time last year, in that last game, he actually pulled a teammate out of a fight before he got a penalty, and that's when he just his first game as a starter. And he, other teammates have said he seems to give him a spark. Is he like that in practice? Is he trying to get guys going?
I always think, you know, leadership, you earn respect. You got to earn that respect from your teammates based on how you prepare and how you, and also how you play. You know, there's a lot of guys that work very, very hard that if they don't perform or they don't get an opportunity to perform on the field, it's difficult to maintain that leadership role or to establish yourself as a leader on the team. Now, I've seen it done. I've seen backups that have been great leaders and have been voted captains before. But I think it's, you know, just important that you know, that they are constantly aware of it, that they're constantly aware that all eyes and all ears in the building are on them in terms of how they're preparing. They need to understand that when they're on their body language, everybody, when I say everybody from coaches to management to their teammates, they understand that all eyes and all ears, everyone's listening to them in the locker rooms. They've got to be very aware of what they're saying and how they're acting. And I just think that's an important part of the position. And it's, again, with Terrell, it's going to be part of the growth process. But I do think that he does embrace that and is trying, you know, to establish himself as that leader on the offensive side.
In the two games in which Rashad has had to come in when Darren's gone out, he's led you guys in receiving. I think he's the only guy on your team that's had more than six catches in a game this year. Is that... Does the offense change that much when he's in there, or is that more just a result of maybe him being the check down?
I think it was a result really in this last week on what the defense was giving us and Terrell having a good feel for that. And he's been a pleasant surprise. Again, I had Rashad a year ago in Jacksonville, and he's been a very pleasant surprise for us. And he's done some very good things thus far. And again, he, like everybody else that we preach day in and day out, just come in every day and try and get a little bit better every day. And when you have an opportunity, you'll be able to make the most of it. And I think he's doing that up to this point, and he's going to get another opportunity this weekend. So he's just, again, he's been working hard at it. And so I'm happy for him.
Curious, as a guy who coached Incognito, do you have any thoughts at all on what you've seen?
You know, I think it's sad. Certainly it's sad. Again, nobody wins here, not the team out there. The players don't win in this situation. The organization doesn't win in this situation. I think it's sad to see how it's played out. But, you know, my recollection, my experience with Richie, and I've talked to Richie this week, and I just think that he brings, again, an element of – that's what he is. He's an element of toughness. I do believe that some of the things maybe were taken out of context. I hope that's the case. Obviously, we all hope that's the case. But his personality is high-strung, very high-strung, was a tough player. But the other things outside of that, I just think it's really sad, and you just hope that it's not true what's being said out there.
In general, do you think that coaches are responsible for preventing issues like that in the locker room, or is it more the guys you bring in will prevent those things from ever happening?
Well, I think, you have to be aware of the team that you have. You have to be aware of things that are being said in the locker room, and you need to be aware of the relationships in the locker room amongst your team. So all that is part of the evaluation process, I think, in terms of the players that you're bringing into your team. But everyone, we all need to at least understand, I think, like a parent, you try to guide your kids and you try to give them the guidance that they need, but at some point they're going to go out and do their own thing. And if those players that we have in our locker room aren't doing what's right, we don't have a lot of rules. I don't think DA has a lot of rules here other than, you know, treat guys with respect. If you're doing that, and you probably got to have a chance to have a pretty good team and a pretty good locker room. And if not, usually if you have veteran leadership on your team, good veteran leadership, a lot of those problems are minimized. So I don't know, you know, I don't know in their locker room the strength of their offensive leadership. Obviously, Richie Incognito is a veteran leader, you know, so you just got to make sure that they're leading in the right way.
What was his mindset?
He felt it was taken out of context. So he felt like he had a good relationship in that locker room with you know, not only the player in question, but most of the players in the locker room. So
you guys had a pretty good relationship then if you talked to him.
Over the years, when he became available and free, you know, when he had the issues in St. Louis, you know, I reached out there because, you know, that really wasn't the Richie that I knew when he had the issues with Spagnuolo. And he went over the top there in the end in St. Louis. And I, you know, really was more about reach out for help. I thought that at that point, this guy's going to need help. He'll never play again in the National Football League. And I had a chance to visit with him when I was in Tampa. And we played the Dolphins and just felt like I felt like at that time he turned the corner a little bit in terms of maturity and the importance of you know, being a football player, but also being responsible in his actions. So it was disappointing, again, some of the things that we're reading and hearing, and you just hope that it's not true. And again, and with him, you know, he again feels like it's all been taken out of context, but that's where we're at with it.
Were